Hello, world. Welcome to WFHR's Rapids Report, proudly brought to you by Crockett Septic for this Friday, September 26, 2025. Have your host, James, here. We're joined right now by a couple of members of the Wisconsin Rapids Public School System. First off, we have Superintendent Ron Rasmussen with us. Ron, always good to have you with us.
Hi, James.
Thanks for being here. And you brought our friend Steve Thayer with, principal of Howe School and future WFHR member, just because you're here a lot, Steve. You just automatically get brought in. We'll put you right next to Ron's cot in the back. We'll just put you guys right there.
It's an honor, James. I tell you what, so glad to be back.
Appreciate the time from both of you, and it's certainly deeply appreciate all the work that you individuals and your teams put into our schools and our kids. Thank you very much for that. And as many of us know out there, new year, new school year and all that, what is the focus at Howe? How do you get the ball rolling, if you will, over there, Steve?
Yeah, so we start every year by really reminding our students what it means to be in a school setting, right? They've just been running around all summer. And like, if we remember, the rules of summer are just different, right? They're just different. They're not bad. They're just different. So every year when we come back, we start with what I like to call our four pillars of being a Bulldog. We're responsible, we're respectful, we're safe, and we're a learner. And those are those four areas. So at the beginning of this year, we really started in on that. I do a video announcements every day with my students. And so we spent some time talking about each one of those areas and how it applies to the school. Our teachers have classroom commitments for each grade level of this is how we're going to act in these four areas while we're learning in the classroom. And then we talk about it in our common spaces as well, especially the cafeteria and the playground are our two biggest areas because you get a lot of kids at once. And we talk about how is it important to be even a learner in the cafeteria. You know, I don't want to just sit down with my best bud and just have our heads buried in conversation with each other. We talk about growing our group and being a learner even in the cafeteria. Find someone you've never met before, invite them to sit with you, and even you can be a learner in that area as well.
How do you find ways to do that with the kids, and especially with multiple grades?
One of the ways that we do is we have a boot camp, for lack of a better term, at the beginning of the year, where we just talk about all of those different areas. And like this year, I had the opportunity to pull each grade level out to the playground, and we just sat on the playground together, and we talked, and we said, all right, you know, fifth graders, like, you guys tell me, what are areas that you can respect one another on the playground? What are areas that you can be responsible for the equipment and responsible for the younger kids too, because they have those opportunities as well. So I had that great opportunity to sit down with each grade level and have that conversation this year, which was a great opportunity.
When it comes to what you just said there, I think there's, I don't want to skate past it. It's so important to listen to kids. It's so important
for sure.
To ask kids, and I don't put this on anybody. There's not blame anywhere here, nothing like that. The older we get, the more we think we know. And we do to a degree, but there's plenty of things that these kids know that we could learn if we listen to them and talk to them, and certainly when it comes to what you're talking about right there. And there is no downside to that. There is no negative side to that or anything. Mm-hmm. And not only does it, first off, I mean, we all know that kids don't always do everything we ask of them. It doesn't mean that whatever they say we're going to do. It just means that we're hearing them. And that right there is a win. That mm-hmm. right there makes them feel important, makes them feel more confident, maybe to talk to another adult about something. And certainly if there's heavier issues involved there for that child or something, it is a win-win type of thing.
Absolutely. I agree wholeheartedly. And really what I always try to remind our older students is, remember what it was like when you were in second and third grade. You knew every single fourth and fifth grader. You knew everything about them. You knew what they liked to do. And I just remind them, I'm like, look, you guys, like, you're that fourth and fifth grader now. Like, they know everything there is to know about you. And so it's not just modeling that now, right? For the first time in some of our fourth and fifth graders' lives, they get to actually live out being a leader and what that means. And so not only do we talk about it, but we also give them opportunities to start fleshing out that leadership and what that means. We have a great program, not just at Howe, but in our whole district called Playworks. Mm-hmm. And we have junior coaches in every elementary building, and they take a position of leadership. So we have a handful of fourth and fifth graders that they go and spend time at recess with first and second graders, with kindergartners, and they help them learn different games. They help them resolve conflict, and they help, like, really just model to them what it means like to be responsible, respectful, safe, and a learner on the playground. And so we really try and give them opportunities to live that out, not just sit here and talk about it.
And talking with kids, not just talking at them or something, goes so far. But something else you mentioned there, too, about peers and people a little bit older than them talking to them, they listen to that so much more. They hear that so much more. 100%. It goes so far with that. Mm-hmm. And those kids know what it's like better than we do in that regard.
Yeah.
The other part of it, too, that stands out to me, and we'll kind of use this to branch into the next part of things, when it comes to modern kids and modern schools and modern learning and so much of that, you two and your teams individually know this way better than I could. My kids are in their mid to late 20s, but even with them being relatively younger, I still have no idea what it's like for a young kid to deal with social media or dealing with technology or just having these supercomputers we're walking around with on our hips or any of that. All of that said, being able to do those things you were talking about before, I think it makes it all the more noteworthy to be able to do it. Any generation, any group of kids, certainly. But in this day and age, man, it's incredible work you guys are doing. And the way you're breaking that down goes so much farther than I think we can really put into words.
Well, and you're absolutely right. You know, just even the brain functionality of an elementary student now compared to when we were in elementary is so different. And we can attribute a lot of that to just the use of technology. But the effect on our students' psychology of, you know, being on screens at home, being on screens when they're outside, and then coming to school where a lot of times there's limited screen time. And when you do have screen time, it's not just relaxed time, it's directed, right? We're using our technology for a learning tool, not an entertainment device. And so there's such a difference for that. And we've actually learned that that requires different tools for us to use. And I'm so proud of my staff and some of the work that they've done on this. Specifically, we have a whole new space within our building. We call it Howie's Place, right? We're the Bulldogs. And so great Howie name. The Bulldog, great he's my name. Guy, right?
Awesome.
And so we have Howie's Place at Howe. And essentially what it is it's a sensory regulation space. Any student at Howe can get permission from any staff member to come into this place and regulate. We have a whole menu of options on the wall for them to be able to. Some kids just need to sit in quiet. So we might have a blackout tent that they can just crawl into and for 3 minutes just be alone. They might need to swing or spin. And so we have opportunities for them to swing or spin or use their hands and dig into things, take some TheraPart putty and rip it apart and just get some frustration out. But that's becoming more and more needed for today's student, especially as they learn to regulate some of these emotions that they don't even know what they are yet.
And to that point, and some of the things we're talking about here, it's why it's all the more important that our schools are so adaptive to modern families and modern parents and offering resources to support not only those things, but academic learning. Can we touch on that a little bit?
Yeah, it's hard to be a parent. Yeah. Holy cow. Period. I think all of us,
of
right,
sentence.
In here.
End of sentence.
Yes,
yes.
It
yes.
is
yes.
hard to be a parent today. Our kids, you said it, James, they are dealing with things that we never imagined when we were growing up, right? Never imagined. And so we recognize that there's also a role for parents or for family, or wow, let me start over. There's a role for schools to help families learn how to reengage. Right? Because it's not only is it different raising kids, but the education is different now that our kids are receiving than we had it, right? So we are really trying to take up the role of providing parents resources as well on how can I actually help my kid academically at school. And so one of the things that we've done this year at Howe is we've partnered with an outside organization called the Parent Institute. And they provide some newsletter resources. And the newsletter that we've subscribed to, and the first one will be coming home in October to our families, it's called Helping Kids Learn. And it's a one-pager front and back of just practical tips on how parents can help set their kids up for success at school. Everything from the importance of setting routines at home to setting a hard cutoff time at night to say, okay, we're done with screens. Let's put those away and let's get ready for the next day. And it, the list goes on and on. But we recognize that because our kids are different now, we also as parents need to engage them differently. And we want to, as a school, invite parents in different ways to do that.
You know, of so many of the things we, when we talk with people, it's a meeting people halfway or some of that. I am blown away by our public schools. And every time I talk with you guys, it's more than halfway, going above and beyond and literally doing whatever you can to reach these families and reach people. And at the very least, have that offer, that opportunity for families in that. And I would encourage, and certainly there's never been a time in human history where parents shouldn't be involved with their kids mm-hmm. and be in tune with their kids. It's probably never been more needed for mm-hmm. that. And not just for all the basic reasons that we all hopefully know out there, but also for, again, going back to it, we don't know what it's like to be that, right. to be in that age, to be in this day and age that young. You yourself as an adult are going to learn more about that and be that much more in tune with it and maybe even learn some of whatever the new cool words are to say, because I don't know what the new lingo is. And that's a big part of this.
It changes, right? We could go through all the lingo that we know right now, and by the time we air this, right, it's going to be different. It's going to be different.
Or just as adults saying it, we will kill the words.
Oh, yeah. That's kind of fun, too, to see our kids. It's cringe, you know, when you drop some of those. It's a lot of fun. But, you know, James, you're 100% correct. And we really look at, and I tell you what, how families are the best. Like, I will debate you on that and stand on that hill for the rest of my life, because they are the best. And we have such a great parent organization whose goal is to provide opportunities and times for families just to be together, right? And that's hard with the increasing number of distractions that we have in our world and youth programs and some of that. Sometimes it's just hard to be together. And so one of the great things about being at Howe is we have monthly family nights. And our first one is coming up this Monday night from 5 to 6. We're going to have a school kickoff picnic right on the front lawn. So as you're driving down 8th Street from 5 to 6 o'clock on Monday night, you're going to see a lot of people, because we had almost 80 families register for this event to come and just spend time together. You know, next month in October, we're going to do a trunk or treat event around back, and our staff loves it. They get all dressed up, and we just open up our trunks, and it's just another opportunity to provide for families to be together, because that's so important as we continue to have a lot of these technology advancements, is just to put it all away and just be together.
Well said, and always good talking with you, Steve. Is there anything else you wanted to touch on before we put Ron on the spot and get to him a little bit?
No, I don't think so. It's just, it's a great time to be at Howe, and it's a great time to be in WRPS.
Go Bulldogs.
That's
go
right. Bulldogs. That's right.
Awesome. Thank you, Steve. We'll get your contact information, get that to the audience before we wrap up here. Ron, certainly wanted to talk to you about a couple of things, and something we were talking about in our pregame a little bit. You have a new community survey coming out. I was really curious about this.
Yeah, so approximately 5 years ago, we did a community survey within our community regarding operations within the school district, and we're going to be bringing that back end of October. Our board will approve it, hopefully in mid-October here. Elicit opinions on operating our budget. Obviously, we're at the end of a five-year non-reoccurring referendum that the taxpayers graciously gave us approximately 5 years ago. So we're going to look at that and then continue to explore capital and needs within our school district. We're well aware that there's a declining population within the state of Wisconsin with students within our school system. I was in a meeting this morning that said there's 5,000 less students in Wisconsin schools this year than last year. And just to maximize our resources within our community. It's important for us to do that. And it's important for us to continue to work with our collaborative partners, and we do that.
And I brought this up earlier for a reason, knowing we were going to be talking about this. I was talking about how our public schools do such an amazing job going over above and beyond and reaching out to families and not just meeting them halfway, but, you know, over 75% of the way most times and, mm-hmm. you know, making it that way. This is where it comes on families to put things into action, too. And when it comes to these surveys and filling these out and taking the couple minutes it takes, and literally minutes it takes mm-hmm. to fill these out, if you want to be heard, if you want your community to be represented right, or to get the right things done, you have to fill out these surveys. Yeah. We know that people see some of the same numbers you do or mm-hmm. see some of these things. This is how we make change or change if it's needed for yeah. things and add to things.
Yeah, and one of the questions that's going to be on the survey is, how else do you want our schools to be open? What else do you mm-hmm. want us to be exploring, doing? We know our schools are open almost every night for Boy Scouts, basketball practices. We know we're a community hub. And such as at the old Fieldhouse at East is open almost at City Rec almost every single night of, mm-hmm. of the year. And so we really want to know how can we utilize our facilities and what do the community needs are that they want us to continue to explore. And Steve talked a lot about parental programming. How do we do that? And what do parents want us to do as an operation outside the traditional school day to make our community a better place?
Is there a time when we should be on the lookout for that survey?
It will be right at the end of October.
Cool.
It'll be due back in mid-November. But just kind of want to put it out there in everybody's timeline right mm-hmm. now, so you can just be expecting it coming forth.
We'll be sure to remind people as we get closer to it. Yeah. Appreciate that, Ron. Yeah. And something else that came up that I thought was quite interesting is the idea of a change in our calendar.
Yeah, so we're looking at a change in our school calendar as we're really good partners with our parochial and our private schools in our community with Assumption and Emmanuel and all our other community partners. And historically, Assumption and Emmanuel have started school before WRPS, and there's a state statute that WRPS cannot begin until September 1st. This last year, we've adjusted our spring break to work better with our parochial schools. So we were not having spring break during Holy Week because obviously they want their students in their school system at that point. So we've adjusted our school calendar. So we're looking at bringing forth a proposal to adjust our school calendar to begin the same time they begin. It's a dollar savings there because we're obviously supplying transportation all at once for all of us. They're gracious enough to work with us in our professional development days or days we need off, such as state cross country here at the end of October. And so we're just continually looking for that. So our hope is that we can operate on the same school calendar. Makes it easier for families within our community as well if all of us are on the same calendar.
First off, it's a credit in that we're a better community, all communities that are able to work together like this. And whether it's public, private schools, we're talking kids, we're talking mm-hmm. education. That's what matters. And I just find that so encouraging and so cool to hear. You know, it wasn't always that way. So it's such a cool thing to have that in this day and age. And the idea of changing the calendar to adjust to it, I'll be honest with the audience. This is the first I'm hearing mm-hmm. of it today when we talked about mm-hmm. it. But just on the surface, my brain is designed to see, to counter whatever you're saying, Ron. Yeah. And I got nothing. This seems like a really win-win kind of situation.
The nice thing is we start at the same time as our public, our parochials and our privates. And if that came to fruition for this upcoming year, we'd end before Memorial Day. And so there's that added benefit for families there is that, you know, school is done before Memorial Day.
I know.
And sports and everything started in August at the middle, at the high school and some at the middle school level. So those kids are already gearing to get back into mm-hmm. things in August, but there's no school at that point. And this year we had kids come out for sports once school started. And so they just didn't have a ride or other options. And so we just feel it's a win-win all the way around.
And honestly, anything that helps save a couple of dollars here or there or something like that is vitally important for us. And we all get that whether you have kids in school or not. So we'll be following that story. Yeah. Really interested to see where that goes.
And I just wanted to hit another, speaking of saving dollars, one of the cool things that we have coming up, we've recently partnered with Mid-State Technical College and a business associate's degree that will be is really going to be starting next school year, but is already in effect this school year, that students who attend Lincoln and complete the program will be able to earn an associate's degree from Mid-State in business. Before they even graduate from Lincoln, they'll cross the stage at Mid-State before they'll come to Lincoln. I'm really excited about that opportunity for students. We've had lots of parents reach out to us. How is this actually going to work? And we're excited about that. And it just continues that partnership that we have with Mid-State Technical College and UW-Green Bay. I know this last year we have two students that graduated in the class of 2025. One got 51 credits at their college and another got 47 credits. Ooh. Man. So almost already junior status based upon what they earned at Lincoln High School.
And, you know, not to let this get lost in the shuffle if it does to anybody. Take that in, those individuals and, okay, so they're not as in, they don't need as much college. They're not in college for as long. So they're in the workforce that much faster and a taxpayer that much quicker. Mm-hmm. Like the process of this getting fine-tuned as we're seeing more and more over the years is really impactful, not just on a personal level for these individuals, but for us as a society. It has an impact. It has a domino effect to it there. And just a shout out to Mid-State. I love that Mid-State is always doing things like this, working with things like this. We hear about them and talk about this kind of thing all the time. We're going to see more of this, I think, going forward. And it's only to the betterment of our education system. And for me, as somebody who just has been in love with learning my whole life, I am champion this kind of stuff. I think it's great. Then you look at the economic impact it can make. That's gigantic on a personal level as much as anybody else. It's a really good one and also an incredible segue there. there. Nicely done, Rod. Love a good segue.
Well, I got another segue if you need one, James. So economic impact. So at the end of the October, I'll be in before then, but we do host a state cross-country meet at the end of October. So October 31st is a no-school day. Also, we have a no-school day on October 3rd. That's professional development day for our staff. So we'll have no students on October 3rd or October 31st. But working with Meredith at the CVB area, we worked with Discover Wisconsin Tourism, and we host a state cross-country meet. We're lucky as a operation, as a school district, we host three WA state meets throughout the year. It's cross-country, state gymnastics in March, and eight-man football in November. And sometimes that becomes, why are all these people in town, what's going on, etc. But we had some numbers ran for us, and that state cross-country economic impact on our community is about over $800,000 a year.
It's incredible.
And so I just want to throw a shout out to all the volunteers and organizers of that. Jim Newman, Chris Feit, CJ Kelto, and Cale Bennett at Lincoln, just for that organization. And that economic impact is the hotels, the restaurants, the gas stations. Athletes getting their hair cut the night before they want to run. They'll be a little faster, a little less on top of their hair.
I know, it helped me.
I know. I don't have much up there, but we're good there. But those are the events. So it takes those people to bring that economic impact in our community. So we're excited, but those are some relatively new numbers. Overall, we're almost $1 million into our community every single year in the economic impact just from those three events.
That's so cool to hear and encouraging, and looking forward to seeing how that grows too as it goes, because you're only going to see more things going on over there, I think. Yep. I wanted to wrap up talking a little homecoming with you, Ron.
Yeah, it's exciting. It's that time of year. We have lots of events, and homecoming is the week of October 5th through the 11th, with the dance on the evening of the 11th. And the cool thing is homecoming is obviously a high school come back to high school, but our elementaries and all of our buildings do dress-up days throughout the week. I'm reading newsletters from buildings earlier this morning about their dress-up days for that week. But at Lincoln on that day, on 12 o'clock, they have class poster making on Sunday, a cornhole tournament, which is ever popular at noon.
Nice.
The Powder Buff, which is the volleyball at 2, and then Powder Puff, which is football at 3:30. Monday is their first school assembly, and that's just an internal assembly. Tuesday is boys soccer versus Wausau East. Thursday is really neat, is they're going to do a tailgate luncheon outside for all students, and it's free. So that'll be a cool idea, hot dogs and burgers for all the students at lunch. Hopefully the weather continues just as great as it has been. And then obviously Friday is the homecoming assembly, and then the game that night versus New Richmond, and the dance on Saturday. And if you're listening, and dress up days throughout the week. And if you're listening to this podcast today on Friday, we play Marshfield tonight at home, and it is I'm excited that it's the Hall of Fame game as well, of those getting inducted into the Athletic Hall of Fame, Jer Hamill, Jim Hamill, and Sue Peschel getting inducted into the Athletic Hall of Fame. So we're excited to welcome them into that prestigious honor tonight as well.
Very happy for both of them, and both very deserving of that one. It's really cool to see. And, of course, that game you mentioned there, Ron, we'll have on 105.5 WIRI, Marshfield at Lincoln. We will have that game for you. Our pregame will kick off at 6:50. We've been dubbing that the Battle of Wood County.
Exactly.
We've been having some fun with that one. It's going to be a great
South
game.
South versus the North.
Yeah. Be sure to catch it, everybody. It's going to be good. 105.5 at 6:50. And, gentlemen, if people have follow-up questions, want to know more about some of what we talked about today, for you, Stephen, how can they get in touch with you?
One of the best ways is to just give me a call at school, right? You can reach me at 715-424-6772. I'd give you my direct extension, but there's no guarantee that I'm in my office, right? So the best thing to do is just call that number, and then someone can get a hold of me, and I can get back to you. But you could also email me as well at stephen.thayer@wrps.net, and you can find that on our school website as well.
Ron, how about for you?
Yep, same thing on the website, or 715-424-6701, or ronald.rasmussen@wrps.net.
And that website, again, wrps.org. Be sure to find that and bookmark it. Everybody, keep up to date on the things that are going on in our public schools. And I encourage you to go to social media and follow WRPS as well. And go even farther than that, your former high school, following them. I get a big kick out of that. I love it. So I encourage you to do that out, everybody. And share what you see on social media. Share them on your page. You just never know who might see it otherwise. Gentlemen, thank you for what you do in the community and hanging out with me today.
Thanks, James.
Thanks for having us.
Big thank you to all of you for joining us for another edition of WFHR's Rapids Report.